Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, May 25th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Pack. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki met with Ukrainian parliamentary leader Ruslan Stefanchuk in Warsaw on Wednesday to discuss continuing military aid to Kyiv. The two also discussed the need to start Ukraine's accession negotiations with the European Union as soon as possible in the post-war reconstruction of Ukraine, according to the Polish Prime Minister's office. During his two-day visit, Stefanchuk also met with the Speaker of the Sejm, Elżbieta Witek, and Speaker of the Polish Senate, Tomasz Grodzki. Today is day 456 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The culture ministers of Poland, Ukraine, and Lithuania have reaffirmed their country's commitment to deepening cultural cooperation on many levels in support of Kyiv's war effort against the Russian invasion. Representatives of the three countries held three-way talks in Kraków on Tuesday under the auspices of the trilateral Polish-Ukrainian-Lithuanian format known as the Lublin Triangle. During talks at Kraków's Wawel Castle, the three ministers signed a joint declaration reaffirming Poland and Lithuania's full support for Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion, as well as a willingness to develop cultural cooperation between the three countries. Additionally, Poland and Ukraine signed a memorandum of cooperation to inventory and document damage and losses of architectural and archaeological objects due to the Russian invasion. U.S. digital payments giant Visa has announced plans to open a new global product and technology hub in Poland, its first such facility in Central and Eastern Europe. According to a statement released by Visa on Tuesday, the hub will house as many as 1,500 new tech and product hires over the next few years. Poland will serve as Visa's fifth major strategic global technology and product hub, the company said, describing Poland as a growing location for top technology talent. Prime Minister Morawiecki praised the announcement after meeting with Visa's general manager for Central and Eastern Europe, Jakub Kiwior, on Tuesday, calling it a confirmation of Poland's attractiveness as an investment destination. While the regular football season has ended, the season of Ekstraklasa beach soccer is just beginning. From Friday, May 26th to Sunday, May 28th, Energostadion Letni Gdańsk in Brzeżno will be hosting a series of beach soccer matches. In addition to teams from around Poland, local fans will have a chance to see Boca Gdańsk, the team which made it to the top 10 of the Euro Winners' Cup in Portugal last year. Unlike its formal counterpart, beach soccer is characterized by a large number of often spectacular goals. A half-court kick is reportedly scored in almost every game. Matches begin tomorrow at 3 p.m., with Boca Gdańsk set to take on Zdrowia Garwolin at 4 p.m. A full schedule is available online at radiogdansk.pl. For those seeking a different kind of entertainment this summer, local cruise operators Żegluga Gdańska are launching a pilot program of Saturday cruises to the Vistula Spit, with the first cruise set for Saturday, June 17th. As the president of Żegluga Gdańska, Jerzy Latawa, explained to Radio Gdańsk, each catamaran can accommodate roughly 350 people and an equal number of bicycles. Passengers on the three-hour cruise will be able to see Sopot, the entrance to the port of Gdańsk, and the North Port, or Port Północy, up close, and even explore around the port of Nowy Świat by bicycle before catching the ferry back to Gdynia. The full-day cruise will start at 9 a.m. and finish at 5 p.m. A return ticket for one person with a bicycle will cost around 250 zloty. More detailed information is available on the website of Żegluga Gdańska.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a daytime high of 21 degrees centigrade or 69 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 9 degrees centigrade or 48 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Noticeably cooler weather is expected tomorrow, with more sun but slightly lower temps heading into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.